Ah, sì, tara, aquí la bra ashida antica, bara, sì, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, we thank you for the gift of today. We thank you for the opportunity to bring us back to you on this holy mountain. Even as you speak to us, we pray that the heavens shall be open over us and the Spirit of the living God shall be our teacher this morning. May your name be praised. May your name be worshipped. May your name be glorified, O God. We thank you for this grace. And we thank you for your abundant mercies. Even in the name of Jesus, we have prayed. Amen. Beloved in Christ, we welcome you to Mount Zion, the city of the living God. Our God, the Father, the Son, and the multitudes of angels abide, and where we have been called unto you. The Bible says, upon Mount Zion there shall be deliverance. The people of God shall be holy, and they shall possess all their possessions. One of the possessions that we have to possess is the glory that we lost, man lost in the Garden of Eden, which Jesus thankfully, after completing his work on Calvary on our behalf, dying for our sins, dying to take away our sins, have restored back unto us. He said, Father, I have given them the glory that you gave with me. And it has been made abundantly clear, according to the first book of Peter, chapter 1, verses 10 and 11, that after the sufferings of Christ, what follows for us is what the Bible referred to as the glories of Christ. For we live in a dispensation of grace which is full of the glorious life. And this morning our topic is the glorious life, part one. And the Lord is taking us to a picture he showed the people of Israel in Deuteronomy chapter 28. We'll be reading the first seven verses that will form the part one for today's discussion. Then tomorrow we'll continue from the verse 8 to the verse 14. Hallelujah. Let me take it quickly from the New International Version of the Bible. I also read from the New Living Translation. The Bible says from Deuteronomy chapter 28, verse 1, if you fully obey the Lord your God, fully obey, know that, and carefully follow all his commands that I will give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations on the earth. And all these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. The crops of your land and the young of your livestock, they will all be blessed. Hallelujah. If you fully obey the Lord your God. So the condition here is fully obeying the Lord your God. Says all these blessings will come upon you and accompany you if you obey the Lord your God. You will be blessed in the city and you'll be blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed and the crops of your land, and the young of your livestock, the calves of your herds, and the lambs of your flocks, your baskets and your kneading trough will be blessed. You will be blessed when you come in, and blessed when you go out. Hallelujah. The Lord, that is the 7th verse, the Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you will be defeated before you. They will come at you from one direction, but they will flee from you in 7. Hallelujah. Let me add the verse 8. The Lord will send a blessing on your bands and on everything that you put your hand to do. The Lord will send a blessing on your bands and on everything that you put your hand to do. The Lord God will bless you in the land that He is giving to you. So I've read from Deuteronomy chapter 1, chapter 28, from verse 1 to 8, from the NIV. I want us to look at it also from the New Living Translation. From the New Living Translation. It says that if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully keep all His commands that I am giving you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the world. You will experience all these blessings if you obey the Lord your God. Your towns and your fields will be blessed. Your children and your crops will be blessed. The offspring of your herds, the flocks and flocks will be blessed. Your fruit basket and bread board will be blessed. Wherever you go and whatever you do, you will be blessed. The Lord will conquer your enemies when they attack you. They will attack you from one direction, but they will scatter from you in 7. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do and will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord will guarantee a blessing on everything you do, and the Lord will fill your storehouses with grain. The Lord your God will bless you in the land that He is giving to you. Hallelujah. Mashulabra andoyo siidiya hataya. Ka moko toyo shilebre ende kataya hasudo ende. So this is what I call the glorious life. And there is only one condition for this glorious life. For Jesus has paid a full price for the glorious life, for the life of glory, according to our discourse on Tetelestai. It's fully paid. So the glorious life is also fully available to the believer. And all that God expects from us is to walk in obedience of His word. And our first point of call to obedience as humanity is to receive or accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and personal Savior. If a man receives or accepts Jesus as his Lord and personal Savior, he makes a bold statement that what Jesus accomplished for us on the cross of Calvary, he believes in it and he accepts it as the only way by which God could pardon and forgive our sins and receive that person as his son. Hallelujah. In other words, the man is affirming God's only way of salvation. And that is our first point of call of obedience. And having done that, and having become a child of God, we need to walk by the dictates of the word of God. Our life should be ruled by God's word. Jesus said, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, we have an abiding to do. We need to abide in Christ by walking in obedience of his word. And the Bible says, if we do that, then all these blessings shall be our portion. We will experience this glorious life. And this is a beautiful life that everybody, I believe, will behold. And I want us to go through it one by one, reinforce it, then we will pray. He said, if you fully obey the Lord your God and carefully follow all his commands that I give you today, the Lord your God will set you high above all the nations of the earth. I believe somebody is wondering, how do I follow all the commands? The commands of God have been summarized in two sentences. The first one says we should love God with all our heart, with all our mind, our soul, everything within us. You should love God. You put God first. And because you love him, you don't want to sin against him. Because you love him, you want to commit everything you have for his kingdom. You want to seek him first and seek his kingdom and its righteousness. You want to be a God person. You are for God. Hallelujah. You are for his kingdom. You are his number one fan. Amen. So you love God with all your heart and with everything that is within you. And the second one is love your neighbor as yourself. There are only two people in this world, God and your neighbor. Your neighbor is anybody apart from yourself. Your neighbor is your wife, your husband, your children, your siblings, your immediate family, your extended family. Anybody out there beyond that, your colleague, anybody you meet in the street, your neighbor is anybody apart from yourself. So there are two people in this world that you need to watch, God and your neighbor. And if you love God, honor him, and if you also treat your neighbor just as you want to be treated, you are walking in full obedience. If these two guiding principles are always on your heart, you want to treat your neighbor the way you want to be treated. You will not insult them. You will not abuse them. You will not look down upon them. You will care for them just as you want to be cared for. When these two principles guide you, you'll be able to walk in full obedience to the commands of the Lord. Hallelujah. So it's nothing far-fetched. Amen. And it says, when you do that, the Lord, your God, he will set you high above all nations. He was talking to Israel. But even in the New Testament, the Bible refers to us as a holy nation. So you can personalize it. God will set you high above everyone and high above every nation. He will set you high above. So that is your glorious life, number one. The Lord will always set you high above. He will lift you up. He will set you high above. You will not be under. You will be above. Hallelujah. And says all these blessings will come on you and accompany you if you walk in obedience of the Lord your God. It says, you will be blessed in the city and bless in the country. The country refers to the villages, okay? So wherever you go, whether you are in the metropolis, you are blessed. Your blessing cannot be constrained by your location or your locality. Whether you are in the big city, you not get lost. I mean, getting lost means you not matter, you not count. Whether you are in the village, you still carry the same blessing. Meaning wherever you go, this blessed life, this glorious life will show forth. In the city, you are blessed. When you go to the countryside, the villages, the towns, your blessings are intact. Wherever you go, you are blessed. He said, the fruit of your womb, referring to your children, your offspring, will be blessed. Hallelujah. So the blessing will not be truncated at your level. It will flow to the next generation. That is the glorious life. When you walk in obedience of the Lord, your fruit of your womb will be blessed. And he continued to say that the crops of your land will also be blessed. Talking about what you do. If you're a farmer, he's talking about the crop of your land. So you are planting plantain, and there's a blessing of the Lord on the plantain. In the same vein, whatever work you do, the blessing of the Lord will sit upon that work. That even your mistakes will produce fruits. Hallelujah. If we're students, your academic work will be blessed. You produce the right grades and the right marks and the right scores. Amen. So the crops of your land, the young of your livestock, the cows and the herds and the lamb of all referring to what the farmer does. But in your case, whatever you do, if you are a policeman, a policewoman, a soldier, you are a consultant, an architect, you are a preacher, you are a minister of God, whatever you do shall produce fruitful results. Amen. That is the glorious life. Say your basket and your kneading trough will be blessed. The New Living Translation says your fruit basket and your bread boards. Fruit baskets are kept at home. In any good home where they eat fruits. Hallelujah. There's a basket for fruits. And there's a basket for bread. These are things that are kept in the home. And he's saying that you will never lack. There will be always fruit in those baskets. There will be always bread in your house. When the blessing of the Lord is on your fruit basket and on your bread boards, what God is saying that you always have ample supply of what you need, even in the home. Hallelujah. And that is the glorious life that Jesus has fully paid for you. There will no be lack in the house. Amen. You will be blessed when you come in and blessed when you go out. In your home, there is the blessing of the Lord. When you go out of the home, there is the blessing of the Lord. Wherever you find yourself, there is the blessing of the Lord. This is the glorious life that Jesus has paid for us. And he continues that the Lord will grant that the enemies who rise up against you, you will be defeated before you. They will come out to you from one direction, but they will flee from seven. The glorious life will also take care of your enemies. God has made adequate provision for your enemies. Those who do not wish you well. Those who are fighting day and night. Make sure that you fall. Make sure that nothing works for you. It could be spiritual enemies. They could be physical enemies. But the Bible says God will ensure that When they rise up against you, they will be defeated before you. When they rise up against you, they will fall for your sake. And that is your glorious life. The Lord himself will fight your battles for you. Hallelujah. And he will make sure that when they come, they will come united, conspired against you. But the Lord will throw them into great confusion. The Bible says they will come against you from one direction, together as one, but they will flee from seven. They will scatter in confusion this morning. May the Lord lift up his scattering rod and scatter every enemy, no matter how many they are. May they be scattered in absolute confusion, even in the name of Jesus. And may your blessings and your glorious life be preserved, O God, by the Lord, even as you walk in full obedience to him. And finally, say, the Lord, your God, will bless you in the land that he is giving you. The Lord, your God, will bless you in the land that he is giving you. The Lord, your God, the Lord, I've skipped one. The Lord, verse 8, the Lord will send a blessing on your bands and on everything you put your hand to do. The Lord, your God, will bless you in the land that he is giving you. Amen. The Lord will bless, will send a blessing on your bands. Your bands are your storehouse where you keep what belongs to you. So it could be your bank account, your investment that you have made. It could be your properties. It could be anything that you have set in place that produce you revenue. Your storehouse. The Lord will send a blessing. So your investment will not wither away. The Lord will fill your heart with wisdom so that you not put your money where it will get lost. Hallelujah. And when he speaks to you, listen to the voice of the Spirit. And as you obey him and not seek for some greedy returns that will cause your money to get lost, he says he will send a blessing on your investment, on your bonds, on your storehouse. The little that you have, the Lord will bless it. And on everything you put your hand to do, everything you put your hand to do, every work that you are doing, we work with your hand. Even if you're sitting in the office, you are working with your hand. Everything you put your hand to do, if you're a farmer, you work with your hands. If you are studying, you work with your hands. You write with your hands. It says you put a blessing on it. And the Lord, your God, will bless you in the land he's giving you. The land represents your life. He will bless your life. Your life will become a blessing. And all this will happen if you abide in Christ and let his word abide in you. If you walk in full obedience to the Lord, if you stick to these two principles of the law, the summary of the law, you love God with everything within you, and you also love your neighbor as yourself, you will experience the glorious life. And your life will be full of color. Your life will shine. Your life will be up there. He says he'll set you high above every nation. And everything about you will be blessed. You'll be blessed in the city, blessed in the country. The fruit of your womb will be blessed. Your children will be blessed. Hallelujah. And everything in your house, your bread basket, your fruit basket, your rice basket, there will be enough and abundant provision of God. And there will be no lack in your house. And God will take care of your enemy. He will scatter them in confusion. He will send his blessing on your investment, on your storehouse, on the little that you have. And everything you set your hand to do, the Lord will bless it. And the Lord God will bless you in the land that he's giving you. He'll bless your life, the life that he's giving you. Hallelujah. I have spoken in Old Testament terms, but in the New Testament, what you need to realize that all these blessings have been fully paid for us. And all that I've read is encapsulated in the tetelestai blessings. That's seven blessings that Jesus has paid for us. And they are in the inside of your spirit. You activate them by walking in full obedience of the word of God. Amen. These blessings are not outside of you. They are part of the life that Jesus has given unto us. The Bible says we are blessed with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus. What you need to do this morning, activate them. If you are not seeing and you are not experiencing any of this blessing that I've read to you, the key, as you have been told, is walking in obedience, full obedience to God. So we may have to check our lives. Are we walking in obedience? Are we walking in obedience? Jesus has paid the price. But your obedience will bring a release of that which he has already given us. Begin to thank the Lord for the glorious life. You have become a partaker of the sufferings of Christ and his glories. And all these glories are your portion. The Lord has set you high above. He will bless your life. Bless you wherever you find yourself. Bless the work of your hands. Bless the fruit of your womb, your children. Bless your products. Bless your storehouse. Bless your savings. Bless your investment. The Lord will send a blessing in your home, in your workplace, wherever you are. You experience this life of glory. Mashula andi katabra ando sataya. Abokoto yoshi indi kamo yoki ili atama ando siridia. This is your life. This is your life. This is your life. This is how your life ought to be. Full of the blessings of the Lord. Full of the glories of Christ Jesus. May the Lord enable you to abide in him and walk in full obedience to his word. And may all these blessings that have been fully paid for, which the Lord has deposited in us and made part of us, be made manifest as you walk in full obedience. And I pray for you that may the Lord arise and scatter every move of the enemy. When they come by one way, may they scatter in seven ways. May the Lord throw all your enemies, spiritual and physical, into absolute confusion. And may your life be lifted even far above every nation. In Jesus' name, I declare you blessed, full of the glories of our Lord Jesus Christ. If you are sick, sickness is not part of the glories. I curse that sickness. And I declare your healing in the name of Jesus. Be healed and made every whit whole, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Let that cancer die. Let that diabetes pass out. Let that hypertension return to normalcy. Let your heart be filled with the grace of God. And may you be made strong in every way, even in Jesus' name. May the Lord reach out to you on your hospital bed and raise you up. Amen. Beloved, if you are listening to us, all these blessings and all this glorious life will be your portion when you receive Jesus. That is your first point of call in obedience. Therefore, if you want to receive Christ, please pray this prayer after me. Say, "Dear Jesus, I come before you as a sinner and I confess my sins. I receive you as my Lord and personal Savior. Come into my life and make me your own." If you have prayed this prayer, the Lord has forgiving you and received you. All you need is look for a Bible-believing church and attend and get baptized in water and be discipled. May the Lord bless you, even as you have received him. Amen. Shall we receive the benediction? Shall we all share the benediction together? May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us now and forevermore. Amen. The Lord bless and keep you and your family, and cause all these blessings and this glorious life be your portion. In Jesus' name, I bless you. Amen.